Hi, this is David Lewis at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for July 7th, 2016. The semi-final match between Germany and France today is an absolute blockbuster of a game in a tournament that has been relatively devoid of matchups between Europe's truly elite teams. Only Italy's run in the competition has seen the elites pitted against each other as they faced both Spain and Germany simultaneously in the knockout stages. Barring those, however, there's been a stark lacking of truly momentous clashes. This all changes today, however, when the two pre-tournament favourites battle it out for a place in the final on Sunday. It is the kind of game neutral fans have been crying out for, and the only disappointment is that this isn't the matchup for the final. What you can be sure of, however, is that both of these teams will be treating this as one. Both will be fully aware that whoever wins goes into Sunday's final as the clear favourites. France would go in with home support, which is invaluable in these competitions, and Germany would go in as the reigning world champions, looking to emulate Spain in winning both the World Cup and European Championships back-to-back, a feat not accomplished often. No one will be getting ahead of themselves, however, and the message to both teams by their respective management will be to forget about the prospect of the final and focus on the task at hand. France have yet to be truly tested up to this point, and although they've looked solid and have shown glimpses of their quality, they've still found ways to be unconvincing. Before their dismantling of Iceland in the quarter-final stage, they had failed to score in the first half of a game all tournament, and as showcased in that Iceland matchup, they were incapable of impressing for both halves of the game, something that has been apparent throughout the competition. They can ill afford to have a poor first half against this German side, as they'll be punished for it. France will be encouraged by the number of German starters who are unavailable for selection today. UEFA's suspension ruling means Mats Hummels, their centre-back, misses out after picking up a yellow card in their shootout victory over Italy in the quarters. Also available are Sami Khedira and leading goal scorer Mario Gomez, who both miss out through injuries. The spine of their team has been ripped out, and although Germany's squad depth is almost unrivalled, it will still be very difficult to replace those guys. It will be interesting to see what tactics Joachim Löw employs after he changed formations to combat Italy's unusual 3-5-2 formation in the last round. The abundance of quality on show on Thursday means there'll be no margin for error. The smallest mistake could make all the difference between reaching the final or catching the next plane home, and both squads will be fully aware that this will be a game decided by the finest margins. It is shaping up to be an absolute showstopper of a matchup, and we are unlikely to see the tactical stalemate that took place between Germany and Italy in the last round. Both teams' tendency to play expansive, quality football means we could see the tournament's peak before its eventual climax. For thespec.com, this is David Lewis.